All right, in this lesson, you'll learn how to perform a quick weekly review that will help you plan out and stick to bigger projects that, you know, take more than a day to complete. And if you haven't already, you should finish the lesson on daily reviews before starting this one, because the weekly review is almost identical to the daily review, just on a slightly larger scale. So the purpose of a weekly review is to help you set some priorities and decide what important work that you're going to pursue during your work week. Small projects that might take you more than a day or so to complete. The end goal is to have one or, you know, at most just a few priorities for the week that will, you know, then translate into, you know, smaller tasks that get delegated each day during your daily review. So the weekly review helps you figure out what to do, and the daily review helps you figure out when and how to do it. And you can, of course, apply this to your personal or home life as well. You know, it's equally as useful there if you need more structure. So just like the daily review, this should not be a long or drawn-out process. If you can't finish a weekly review in about 15 minutes or less, you might be overthinking it. And if you remember from the daily review, you're going to ask yourself 5 questions as you go through this process. First, you'll ask yourself how the last week went. You know, are you satisfied with what you got done? Do you feel like, you know, you stayed focused on what you wanted to? And if so, great. But if not, you'll need to ask yourself why and what needs to change or, you know, improve in order to make this week better. You know, where did things go off the rails? What kept you from staying on track? And, you know, when you went off track, what kept you from quickly getting back on? During your daily review, you tend to find, you know, little things that are easy to take action on. And during your weekly review, it's good to look for patterns. You know, what problems held you back more than once? So these are the things that will need more careful attention and effort in order to solve. And the weekly review is a good place to start fixing those problems, you know, that are too big to solve in a day. One thing that I like to do during my weekly planning, you know, that helps me, you know, later down the road during actually the monthly reviews, is to assign a star value to the week, you know, almost like a product or a service review online or something. You know, I ask myself on a scale from, you know, 1 to 5 stars, how happy am I with how last week went? And then answering those review questions helped me flesh out, you know, why I chose the rating that I did. It's helpful because later on, when you want to, you know, look back and see how things are progressing, it's easier to look at, you know, series of star ratings than it is to try to, you know, parse everything that you've written for a month, you know, or even many months. Now, during my monthly review, I can say, you know, this month I had a lot of, you know, 4 and 5 star weeks, and I can get that info really quickly, you know, versus going back and reading over everything and trying to, you know, find that value later on. And so as you'll see, each type of review that you do is kind of setting things up to make the bigger one down the road easier and more useful. And you'll see how they go both ways too, right? So doing a great daily review makes it easier to do a great annual review later on. And doing a great annual review makes it a lot easier to get what you want from each and every day. It's all part of, you know, an interconnected system. Okay, so once you've looked back on the previous week, you're going to answer, you know, 3 more questions to flesh out your plan for the coming week. And again, you know, they're the same questions that you asked during your daily review, but on a bigger scale. So what are your priorities for the week? Figure out what you want to get done that will take you all week to finish. It might be, you know, just one big thing, or it could be a few smaller ones, you know, or maybe it's one really important thing and then a bunch of urgent things, you know, that you've been putting off. What's really important is, you know, that something that's on your important but not urgent list makes it onto this list every single week. You know, it's the only way that really fulfilling stuff gets done. Now, once you have your priorities set, ask yourself what systems you have that you need to make use of to do your best work on those priorities. Again, you know, if you feel like you're doing work that could use the structure of a system, but you don't have one, you know, at your disposal, that's a clue that you have some system building to do. And now that you're, you know, planning at the weekly level, you can actually do something about it. You know, maybe you decide to block off some time this week to start building and testing the system you need. So having a system in place will also help you break your priorities down into, you know, the chunks that you're going to actually work on each day. One of the most helpful things you can do right now at this stage is to divide your priorities up into specific tasks. You know, what are the things that actually have to get done to realize a priority? So what are the smaller tasks you actually need to, you know, string together? You don't have to actually schedule this stuff right here. You can do that, you know, during your daily review if it's helpful. But you want to know what the actual work is right now so that you can spend your week just doing it, you know, instead of thinking about it and, you know, and rethinking it. That'll make you a little more productive and a little less neurotic. You know, you don't have to second guess yourself so much. And finally, you need a plan to keep yourself on track. So, you know, look ahead and do a little what I call pre-mortem. You know, what are the things that could go wrong this week, even if they might not? Make a list and come up with a quick contingency plan. Doesn't have to be anything elaborate. Just prepare yourself. Something like, you know, if A happens, I'll do B. You know, and if X happens, I'll do Y. You know, hopefully you don't have to use these contingency plans, but having them, it helps the week, you know, just flow a little smoother. And if you do, you know, you get back on track a lot faster. Now, one major difference between the daily review and the weekly review is that I actually write it down. So when I'm doing my, you know, quick daily review, all that's really necessary is a short to-do list and a little contemplation, you know, over the questions that I ask myself. And once I've done that, you know, I'm ready to tackle the day. But the weekly review is a little bit bigger. And since the next level, when, you know, you zoom out, it's in the monthly review, which is up to, you know, 5 weeks can pass before I think about this again. So I like to lock my thoughts in at the time I'm having them. It's just easier that way, you know, to get an accurate picture of what I was thinking and why I was thinking that way when I go to do my monthly review. It's not that recording and saving daily reviews isn't useful, but I personally find it to be just too much data that, you know, takes too much time to record and doesn't really get used as much. So I just don't bother with it. The weekly review is where I like to actually, you know, record my thoughts and look back on them down the road. All right, that's basically it. Again, you know, pretty simple, but really helpful. Now, you know, when to do it. So again, just like with a daily review, you can do it whenever it works best for you. For some, you know, it's a great way to wind down the last bit of the day on a Friday. You know, it's a way to kind of wrap things up and go into the weekend with, you know, without any stress from the week behind you. you know, if you work on weekends or, you know, if there are things you'd normally like to review that regularly happen on weekends, then maybe Sunday night is a good time for this. My preference, though, is Monday morning. You know, I like to make it the first thing I do on Mondays. And when I'm done, I just, you know, roll right into my plan for the day. So I spend a total of about 20 minutes setting myself up for the week and, you know, making a plan for the day. It works for me, so I recommend you try it. But, you know, feel free to experiment and find a time that's most comfortable for you. Now, as a recap, here's what we just learned. So first, we learned the value of a weekly review. So it's great for setting yourself up for some bigger projects that take more than a day or two to finish. And you can do it just once a week in less than about 15 minutes. Then we learned that the questions you want to ask yourself during a weekly review are basically the same as a daily review, just, you know, scaled up to capture an entire week. We also learned it can be helpful to assign a star rating to each week to make it, you know, easier to spot trends and, you know, make decisions later on. And finally, we learned that while a daily review doesn't necessarily need a record, it's helpful to write down, you know, or save your weekly review somewhere so that you can, you know, more easily complete your monthly and even your annual review later. All right, so what I want you to do today is put a reminder on your calendar to complete your weekly review this week. Pick a time that you think will work best for you and, you know, give it a shot. To start, you can just, you know, jot a few notes down in a notebook if, you know, if you keep one, or start a text file on your desktop. It doesn't matter. There's no need to get too fancy. And once you're done with that, I'll see you in the next lesson.